Isomorphic raises $2.1 billion without revealing a single drug candidate. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Isomorphic Labs closed a $2.1 billion Series B financing without disclosing any drug candidates, molecules, or clinical timelines, making it the second largest biotech financing ever after Altos Labs and #X27, $3 billion 2022 raise. The round was led by Thrive Capital with participation from Alphabet, MGX, Temasek, Capitalg, and the UK Sovereign AI Fund, notably excluding traditional biotech venture firms. Isomorphic has secured pharma partnerships including a $45 million upfront payment from Eli Lilly with up to $1.7 billion in potential milestones, plus undisclosed deals with Novartis and Johnson & Amp, Johnson, providing external validation despite no disclosed preclinical data. The company has raised $2.7 billion total since its 2023 spinout from DeepMind, with no preclinical data, lead candidate structures, or regulatory filing plans disclosed to the public. Isomorphic Labs closed a $2.1 billion Series B financing this week without revealing a single molecule, disease target, or clinical timeline. The Alphabet-backed AI drug discovery firm joins an emerging cohort of techbio companies that have decoupled capital from disclosure, betting that platform technology and big pharma partnerships matter more than traditional pipeline transparency. The round is the second largest ever raised by a biotech startup, trailing only Altos Labs' $3 billion 2022 debut, which also disclosed no drug candidates. The Series B was led by Thrive Capital, with participation from returning investor Alphabet and newcomer sovereign wealth funds MGX and Temasek, alongside Capitalg and the UK Sovereign AI Fund. No traditional biotech venture firms participated. Isomorphic raised $600 million in Series A just over a year ago, bringing total capital raised to $2.7 billion since its 2023 spinout from DeepMind. The company said it would use the funds to scale its AI-driven drug design platform and advance internal programs toward human testing, without providing timelines or trial details. Demis Hassabis, founder and CEO of both Isomorphic and DeepMind, framed the financing as validation of the firm's AI-first approach. "Now that we have shown our approach is fundamentally sound, our focus is on scaling our technology to its full potential," he said in a statement. What constitutes proof of soundness remains undefined. The company has disclosed no preclinical data, no lead candidate structures, and no regulatory filing plans. The financing arrives as fraud enforcement actions in adjacent healthcare sectors intensify. On the same day Isomorphic announced its raise, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services imposed a 6-month nationwide moratorium on new Medicare enrollments for hospice and home health agencies, citing widespread fraud. While, unrelated to drug discovery, the timing underscores a regulatory climate increasingly focused on accountability and transparency, a contrast to the opacity Isomorphic and its backers embrace. The Altos precedent, scale without substance Isomorphic's approach mirrors Altos Labs, which launched with $3 billion in 2022 under former GSK Chief Scientific Officer Hal Barron. Altos outlined a vision of cellular rejuvenation to reverse disease but disclosed no molecules or clinical programs. 4 years later, none have been revealed. Ben Zurcher, senior biotech and pharma analyst at PitchBook, noted that Altos at least cited scientific publications supporting its thesis, providing more preclinical direction than Isomorphic has offered. Both companies deviate from the biotech standard of pairing large financings with pipeline milestones or clinical readouts. The parallel is instructive. Altos and Isomorphic both raised capital orders of magnitude larger than typical Series A or B rounds, which averaged $50 million to $150 million for biotech startups in recent years. Both avoided traditional biotech venture capital, instead attracting tech-focused investors and sovereign wealth funds. Both positioned their platforms as foundational rather than product-specific, arguing that the technology itself justifies the valuation. And both operate in therapeutic areas, aging and oncology plus immunology respectively, where defining clinical success is complex and timelines are long. The difference: Isomorphic has pharma partnerships. Eli Lilly paid $45 million upfront in 2024 for a multi-target small molecule discovery alliance, with up to $1.7 billion in potential milestones. Novartis and Johnson & Johnson followed with undisclosed deal structures focused on challenging targets across multiple modalities. These partnerships provide external validation that Altos lacks, though the targets, molecules, and progress remain confidential. The pharma hedge, why big biopharma buys in Isomorphic's pharma partnerships, signal that its technology clears some threshold of credibility, even if investors and the public see no data. The firm's platform builds on AlphaFold 3, an AI model developed by Isomorphic and DeepMind that predicts molecular structures and interactions. Isomorphic claims its system's predictive accuracy exceeds AlphaFold 3, enabling identification of molecules that bind to disease targets and discovery of binding sites on elusive targets. To be fair, multiple TechBio companies, including Recursion, Insitro, and Generate Biomedicines, pursue similar goals with proprietary AI architectures. Lilly's $1.7 billion bet stands out. The pharma giant typically reserves milestone structures of that scale for late-stage assets with clinical proof of concept. Applying that framework to undisclosed preclinical targets suggests either exceptional confidence in Isomorphic's hit identification capabilities or a strategic hedge on AI-driven discovery more broadly. Novartis expanded its Isomorphic alliance to 6 total programs in 2025, doubling the initial scope. J&J's partnership spans multiple modalities, a sign that the collaboration extends beyond small molecules to biologics or gene therapies, though specifics remain undisclosed. These deals provide Isomorphic with non-dilutive capital and external validation, reducing the need to expose pipeline details to public scrutiny. The trade-off: pharma partners gain exclusive access to any breakthroughs, and Isomorphic's ability to build independent value depends on retention of intellectual property and development rights. Deal terms were not disclosed, so the economics of those splits remain opaque. The tech investor invasion, risk tolerance redefined Thrive Capital, which led both Isomorphic Series A and Series B, invests primarily in internet, software, and technology-enabled companies. Its healthcare portfolio includes Open Evidence, an AI search tool for physicians, but no traditional drug developers. The firm's participation, alongside sovereign wealth funds and Alphabet's venture arm Capital, reflects a shift in biotech capital formation. Tech investors bring larger check sizes, higher risk tolerance, and lower demands for clinical data than life sciences-focused venture firms. Zurcher argued this dynamic is not inherently negative. Traditional biotech venture capital brings scientific due diligence that tech investors may lack, but it also imposes higher evidence barriers. Tech capital can fund larger, riskier preclinical outlier bets like Isomorphic and Altos, freeing life science VCs to focus on companies with more advanced pipelines. The implication: a bifurcation is emerging in biotech venture, with platform technology companies raising mega rounds from generalist tech funds while asset-specific biotechs compete for traditional VC dollars. The risk rests with the tech investors. If Isomorphic's platform fails to generate clinical candidates, or if those candidates fail in trials, the $2.7 billion invested will produce no return. Sovereign wealth funds like Temasek and MGX have long investment horizons and can absorb losses, but Thrive operates on a traditional venture timeline. The firm's willingness to double down in Series B suggests conviction that exits can occur through acquisition or partnership monetization, even without clinical data. The regulatory contrast: opacity meets oversight. The timing of Isomorphic's raise coincides with heightened regulatory scrutiny in healthcare. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced a 6-month moratorium on new Medicare enrollments for hospice and home health agencies on May 13, the same day Isomorphic disclosed its financing. The freeze aims to halt an influx of providers and sectors identified as significant sources of fraud. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Mehmet Oz stated the action would shut the door on fraud by preventing new bad actors from entering Medicare while investigations accelerate. While the hospice moratorium addresses provider fraud rather than drug development, it signals a regulatory environment increasingly focused on transparency and accountability. The FDA has not imposed similar restrictions on drug development sponsors, but the agency's scrutiny of accelerated approval pathways and surrogate endpoints has intensified. Isomorphic's strategy of raising billions without disclosing targets or data avoids regulatory oversight entirely by remaining preclinical. Once the company files an IND, that opacity will end. The question is whether the current investor base will tolerate the disclosure requirements and binary clinical risk that follow. In adjacent therapeutic areas, transparency remains the norm. RegenX Bio announced on May 14 that its Duchenne muscular dystrophy gene therapy met its pivotal study endpoint, with FDA approval targeted for 2027. Biogen reported on the same day that its anti-tau Alzheimer's drug missed its Phase 2 primary endpoint, though the company claimed signs of efficacy. Both companies disclosed trial structures, endpoints, patient populations, and timelines. Both faced immediate market reactions, positive and negative respectively. Isomorphic avoids that scrutiny, but also foregoes the credibility that comes from public data. The capital efficiency paradox: Isomorphic has now raised $2.7 billion without entering the clinic. The capital intensity is striking. Traditional biotech companies reach Phase 1 with $50 million to $150 million in seed and series of funding. Isomorphic's burn rate, if proportional to its capital base, suggests a headcount and infrastructure build-out consistent with a mid-stage biopharma, not a preclinical startup. The company is based in London and operates as an Alphabet subsidiary, which may provide shared services and reduce overhead, but the financing magnitude implies significant spending on computational infrastructure, data acquisition, and internal discovery programs. The bet, platform economics will drive multiple shots on goal simultaneously, increasing the probability of clinical success and enabling a portfolio approach to drug development. If Isomorphic can generate dozens or hundreds of candidates across oncology, immunology, and other areas, the capital efficiency improves relative to single-asset biotechs. If the platform fails to translate computational predictions into functional molecules, the $2.7 billion becomes a cautionary tale. There is no public benchmark for Isomorphic's productivity. The company has not disclosed how many internal programs it operates, how many molecules it has synthesized, or how many have progressed to in vivo testing. Pharma partnerships cover an undisclosed number of targets, suggesting activity across multiple programs, but the stage and progress remain confidential. The Plaquemine view Isomorphic Labs represents a structural shift in how biotech capital is deployed, but the model depends on a hypothesis that has not been tested at scale, that AI-driven drug discovery platforms can generate clinical candidates with higher success rates than traditional approaches, justifying the elimination of traditional disclosure milestones. We see three possible outcomes, each with different implications for institutional allocators. First, Isomorphic could succeed in generating multiple clinical candidates that reach phase 1 or phase 2 with competitive efficacy and safety profiles. If this occurs, the $2.7 billion will look prescient, and the model will attract imitators. The risk, even if Isomorphic's platform works, the company's economics depend on retaining development and commercialization rights, which pharma partnerships may constrain. The Lilly, Novartis, and J&J deals likely grant those partners exclusive rights to resulting molecules, leaving Isomorphic with milestone and royalty economics rather than product ownership. If all value accrues to pharma partners, the venture returns compress, and the financing becomes a subsidized R&D engine for big biopharma rather than a scalable venture-backable business. Second, Isomorphic could fail to translate computational predictions into functional clinical candidates at rates better than industry norms. Clinical success rates for oncology and immunology assets remain low, typically 5% to 10% from phase 1 to approval. If Isomorphic's candidates fail at similar rates, the platform advantage disappears, and the opacity becomes a liability. Investors will demand disclosure, and the company will face the same binary clinical risks as traditional biotechs, but with a $2.7 billion cost basis that reduces return multiples. Third, and most likely in our view, Isomorphic will generate a mixed portfolio of candidates, some of which progress to mid-stage trials while others fail. The platform will prove useful but not transformative, improving hit rates incrementally rather than revolutionizing drug discovery. In this scenario, the company's valuation will depend on its ability to demonstrate differentiated clinical data, not just computational predictions. The opacity strategy will unwind, and Isomorphic will need to disclose pipeline details to justify its capital base. The critical variable, time to clinic. Isomorphic provided no timeline for filing its first Indiana if the company enters phase 1 in 2027. The capital deployment looks aggressive but defensible. If clinical entry slips to 2028 or beyond, the burn rate and opportunity cost will draw scrutiny. Tech investors may tolerate longer timelines than biotech VCs, but they are not infinitely patient. We see one additional risk that the market underprices: Alphabet's strategic optionality. Isomorphic operates as a subsidiary, not a standalone entity. Alphabet could choose to consolidate Isomorphic into DeepMind or another division, effectively eliminating the standalone venture exit path. Minority investors would face liquidity constraints, and the financing would function more like corporate venturing than traditional venture capital. The presence of sovereign wealth funds and capital, both of which prioritize strategic alignment over near-term exits, suggests this risk is acknowledged, but it limits the universe of future buyers if Isomorphic seeks an acquisition exit. So what? The post-pipeline financing era Isomorphic's $2.1 billion Series B confirms that a subset of biotech companies can raise at scale without traditional pipeline disclosure, provided they secure pharma partnerships and attract tech-focused capital. The model works when platform technology is sufficiently differentiated and when pharma validates the approach through non-dilutive deals. It fails when clinical translation lags or when the economics favor partners over equity holders. For institutional allocators, the lesson is structural. A bifurcation is accelerating in biotech venture. Platform companies with AI, automation, or foundational technology will raise mega rounds from generalist tech funds and sovereign wealth, competing on computational predictions and partnership traction rather than clinical data. Asset-specific biotechs will continue to rely on traditional life sciences VCs and will face higher evidence barriers at each stage. The former offers exposure to technology leverage and portfolio optionality. The latter offers clearer risk-reward profiles and shorter timelines to clinical proof points. The isomorphic financing also signals that transparency is now optional for well-connected, well-capitalized startups. The traditional biotech model, pairing each financing with pipeline milestones, assumed that data disclosure reduces information asymmetry and attracts capital. Isomorphic inverts that logic, opacity preserves competitive advantage, and capital follows narrative and partnerships rather than data. Whether this strategy produces venture-scale returns will determine if the model scales or remains an outlier reserved for Alphabet subsidiaries and celebrity founder vehicles like Altos. Watch for Isomorphic's first IND filing. That will be the inflection point where opacity meets regulatory and investor scrutiny, and where the $2.7 billion bet gets tested against clinical reality.